Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Stevie Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephen Moore is our guest. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 14 years. His new book is called Who's the Fairest of Them All? He is the editorial board member of the Wall Street Journal and chief economics writer there. Steve, thanks again for being with us all these years. You've been keeping an eye on the Obamacare rollout, and it's not pretty, is it?
You know, it's much, much worse than I thought it was going to be. And look, this is I'm not talking about the all the screw-ups with the website. I mean, yeah. Those at some point, you know, even the Obama administration, is with all their incompetency, is going to fix that. What I'm really talking about is something you've been talking about on your show, which is how many people are getting cancellation of their health plans. Yeah. I was at a dinner last night, and there were about a third of the people in the room said they're getting their health plans canceled. They like their health plans.
Yep.
They feel secure with it. This is the health plan that they've negotiated over the years. And they're getting these notices in the mail say, starting January 1st, your health plan is canceled. And this is wreaking havoc. I mean, if you've got somebody who has cancer or somebody who has major medical expenses, and all of a sudden they get this notice, it's causing incredible stress and incredible amounts of consternation. And not only that, you're getting a lot of employers who are now looking at the health costs, and they're realizing their plans are going to cost more, and they're now putting putting their employees into the what's called the exchanges, the exchanges which you can't sign up for.
Right.
I think this thing is turning out, I mean, truly a catastrophe. I don't think this can last another few weeks.
Well, Steve, let's take that person you just mentioned, because I actually have some friends who fit in this category. They've had a catastrophic situation, and their current system is taking care of them, and they've been able to manage their other finances around that level of care and coverage and risk. Now, as you say, they're about to be dumped. Now, they're going to get to go back on. The good news is that the Obamacare mandate requires that they have to be picked back up by somebody, because there is guaranteed insurability under Obamacare. So they're going to get picked back up. But what the Obamacare doesn't do is guarantee, regardless of what the president said, it doesn't guarantee that it's the same price or the same coverage. And therefore, their whole financial planning is out the window just because of Obamacare, because we all know that the new plan that's going to pick them up is going to be more expensive and have less coverage.
Yeah, I mean, look, what you just said, you know, that the plan, that the Obamacare plan guarantees that you'll get picked up, that's like saying, you know, well, we guarantee that you can buy a new car.
Right.
Well, you know,
that's
a lot of people can't afford it. And the costs, some people, they're talking about, you know, 20, 30, 40% increases or more.
Mine's going to be 100%.
Right? Yeah, those are enormous increases for people, for families that are already financially stressed. I mean, I actually have come to the conclusion, I think they're going to have to delay this at least for a year, the whole thing. It's not ready for prime time. It is causing huge financial problems for families. And if we go into next year without fixing this, you're talking about, you know, millions of people who are going to go without health insurance. I thought the idea of this was to provide more health insurance, not less.
Well, Steve, let me ask you a question. I quoted the president yesterday when I said, he said, if you like your current plan, you can keep it, period. He said, period. And I on the show yesterday, I said, I took that to be a promise. In the meantime, I saw another clip where he said, you get to keep your plan that you have if you like it. That's guaranteed. Now, here's my question, Steve. That's not happening right now. Who do we see about that?
First of all, this is one of the big, big lies of the Obamacare bill. I mean, President said this. We have an editorial today on this. President said this over 20 times. So it wasn't just one or two times. I mean, he said this over almost in every campaign stop. you know, if you like your plan, you get to keep it. Well, that sounds good. Gee, we get to insure 30 million more people and provide them with health insurance. It's not going to affect me at all.
Yeah.
Except now we're finding out for millions, if not tens of millions of America, it is going to affect you. You are going to lose your health insurance. You are going to be put into a worse plan that's more expensive. And people are hopping mad about this, Jim.
Well, you know, there's a legal term in marketing that you know, Steve, it's called puffery. When you're doing advertising, if you say something like, "You're going to love our cookie," well, you might not love our cookie, but we get to say that because that's puffery, and nobody takes it seriously, right? And then there are political lies where people, you know, where somebody says, you know, "I'm the best candidate you can vote for." Well, that's a political lie, right? Because maybe you're not. But to say you get to keep your plan, period, you get to keep your plan guaranteed, that's not a political lie, Steve. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's false advertising.
That's right. That's right. It's fraud, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you what,
you know,
I'm not just intellectually upset about this. I am really angry because this is going to, it's not only going to cost me more money, it's going to potentially put me in harm's way. If my wife or myself have any kind of a catastrophic illness, it could take me down.
And you're not alone. You're not alone at all. I mean, and this, again, was supposed to be something that was going to protect people. And I've talked to people who supported Obamacare.
Yeah.
Who supported the president, supported Obamacare, thought it was wonderful. And now I talked to a woman the other day who had tears, you know, rolling down her eyes and describing how she's losing her health insurance.
And so you predict are you predicting that they're going to put this off for a while?
I am. I think it's interesting. We just had this big government shutdown. You know, yeah. The Democrats are saying we'll never delay this. Now they're going to have to because the thing is turned out to have
it's going to happen when there's enough critical mass of Democrats
that's
in the
right.
Senate. In
people
the Senate
have to, yeah,
to pull
exactly.
this off. Hold on to this thought.
That's
We're
right.
going to be right back with our good friend Stephen Moore. His new book is called Who's the Fairest of Them All? 10 Tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.